mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the second hour of this Tuesday, April 5th, 2005 edition. So I guess it's time to get into the news and information. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. I mentioned in the last hour a bill here in Texas, and there's similar bills across the nation, HB 2893. And it always has a nice little deceptive headline for you relating to motor vehicle liability insurance compliance program providing civil and criminal penalties. But then you read deeper into the bill, and it says, oh, by the way, all the cars are going to have transponders. When you get your tags, you know, a little sticker you stick in your windshield every year, that'll have a transponder in it for toll road compliance and taxation. But if this ever even makes it to the mainstream media, they'll just go, well, you're for people having insurance, are you? Well, this scans and makes sure everybody's in compliance up to a database. And then they can also, with the transponder from radio reader point to point, figure out how fast you're driving and automatically mail you tickets. That's already happening in several areas around the country in test programs and in England. And they're going to tax you with it. So, hope you enjoy. We're going to get into that article. We're going to discuss it. Parents are very upset about a plan for statewide immunization databases. This is out of Colorado, but it's happening around the country. We'll get into that. And we will also get into teachers embrace Big Brother police state in the schools. Another one here, Bush Sr. proposed that Pope John Paul become the chaplain of the New World Order. And also, I want to get into Bush order allows isolation of those with bird flu if it makes it to the United States. Newsmax reporting that Zogby poll, Americans wanted Terry to live. Other polls are diametrically opposed in their findings to what we saw with the ABC News push poll saying 60-plus percent wanted her to die. And a lot of insiders in the economy are saying that the global economy is near the tipping point. And as I reported last week, Goldman Sachs is saying that oil could hit over $100 a barrel. So you'll be looking at the lowest gas in this country at that price will be about $4.30. And I told you, folks, and this is all a scam. We got oil, giant oil fields everywhere, just so much oil, it's unbelievable. And just like they staged the energy crisis in the 70s, that's admitted, they're going to stage this. And what are you going to do about it? You know, it's part of the New World Order. You got five big oil companies globally now. And they're scamming you big time. So we'll get into that report as well. And, of course, your phone calls when we get back from this break. And you know, I'm sorry if I'm laughing. It's just to watch the New World Order raping the American people and to know that that it's going to get a lot worse, it's very painful to me. But I have to laugh because so many arrogant people who think they're members of the establishment, who serve this corrupt system, who make excuses, this is going to be a wake-up call for them. All of this is. The sad part is many of these little minions will just go along with it and think it's great. In fact, the scarier they get, the more they'll bootlick the system, which only makes it worse for all of us. So I guess I should be crying instead of laughing and cackling. It's too rich. At a certain point, it just defies belief just how bad things have already gotten. And the average person's busy watching sitcoms and has no idea what I'm even talking about.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. And then later in this hour, I'm going to read large sections of HB 2893 written by the insurance companies, which are owned by the big banks, owned the military-industrial complex, and predominantly owned the media. That's the top of the food chain with the elite is these insurance companies. It's a lengthy six-page bill, but to boil it down, this is be the same model all over the country. We've already seen this in other areas. When you get insurance, the insurance company will issue you a number, and they will report instantly through their computer systems to the Texas Department of Public Safety whether your insurance is up to date. When you get your tags, when you get your sticker yearly that your car is up to date, that you paid your tax, it will have a transponder affixed to it, and it says in here, it's to make sure we're all safe and everyone has their insurance. But then you read into it, it says that the main reason, it says it in here, that the transponder will be read for the purposes of toll roads statewide. So see, that's how they do it. Oh, it's to make sure you've got your insurance. To make sure you're up to date. And then the police cars will also have these readers, and they'll be able to type into a computer and pick up off the readers that they're already putting up everywhere, when you drive by, it'll scan and tell them where you're at, so it'll also be a tracking system. Because all of us don't have cell phones. Since 2001, all new cell phones track you down to 15 feet. Because they have GPS in the cell towers, and they triangulate off the radio signal, actually the microwave signal, off of your cell phone down to 15 feet. The federal law is 15 feet. It really goes down to about 2 or 3 feet. I've talked to the cell phone engineers. And they know most of you don't know that's going on, and you know, you'll be happy to go along with it, federal law. But still, some of you don't have a cell phone, so we got to do this. I mean, most cars already have the black boxes that track how fast you drive, how you brake, what you did, but that's only if you're in a wreck. They then use that against you. This new system will track how fast you drive from reader to reader point, along with the cameras that scan your license plates, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's funny. As I said earlier, 90-plus percent of Austinites and Houstonites, it's 98% in Houston, are against the fact that they're going to take almost every major road, all the major thoroughfares, existing 70-year-old roads in many cases, and turn them into toll roads. Because in the past, you know, they build a new road, it is free market, a private company does it, they charge a toll for 10 years. Fine! They pay people for the property they get to build the road, it's a toll road for 10 years, they take the toll down. Growing up in Dallas, I saw many roads that were tolls, not tolls anymore. Free market, baby, I love it. It is not free market to go, we're going to take all the existing roads, folks, all the big existing state highways, federal, all the major roads. When I say all, I mean all the major ones. The major ones you've got to use to get places. Little neighborhoods, no. Little side streets, no. And they've been saying on the news, oh, well, they say that, don't worry, you won't have to drive through a toll road booth. It won't slow traffic. And people go, well, give us details. And they go, you'll see, you'll see. And 3 years ago, they were putting in the toll readers, which are just scanners, antennas, transponder readers. I mean, we have the federal plans, and then here's a picture of it, you know, of the RFID reader I saw 8 years ago in government documents, and wow, I can walk down the street from my house, and there they are. You know, it's and then they go, well, we're not going to tell you how we're going to do it, but just don't worry. And then now they're telling us, as we knew, transponders. Just insane. And they have transponders in the Bay Area around San Francisco. And the price is much higher if you pay cash. They penalize you, just like Illinois. Double the price in Illinois if you don't have the transponder. So everybody gets the transponder. And then they caught them in the San Francisco area putting up hundreds of radio readers to track people. And your little RFID has your name, number, Social Security, driver's license. It's all on there. And, of course, they don't care if it causes identity theft on top of it. People can just walk up with a scanner and get that info. And Visa has announced by 2007 all of their cards will have chips in them. Just when your card expires, you'll get your new chip one. And it's the exact same parameters as they've got the scanner readers in the grocery stores already up in the in any new grocery store, if it's a Safeway or a Kroger's or it's been in USA Today. They've already got readers up testing smart shelves with microphones that listen to you and it's there, folks. It's total control. So everywhere you go, you're tracked and traced. And it's all about control. They're going to have criminal watch lists, terrorist watch lists. If you've got bad credit, you'll get a yellow rating. And the cops will say, well, you don't have any Fourth Amendment because you've got a yellow rating. I saw Ridge 3 years ago say this on C-SPAN. I mean, folks, this is worse than Brave New World, worse than 1984. And I got to commend the people, actually, 90-plus percent of you are against it. Even though you don't know the full scope, you know a transponder in your car taxing is bad. But, again, the politicians just say, hey, vote us out if you don't like it, and laugh. And then, by the way, do we mention we just put in electronic voting machines with no record of how you voted? Ha, ha, ha. Doesn't matter if the exit polls show that somebody else won. We always win now. Then you look at who owns the companies. Hard Inner Civics, owned by Clear Channel. The son of the son-in-law of the daughter of the owner of Clear Channel, Lowry Mays. He runs unopposed. People knew. Nobody ran against him in Austin. And but even in the primaries, when he did have Republicans running against him, no Democrat ran against him. They're in on the game. The polls all showed the other guy was going to win, but it didn't matter. He was confident. This is, I mean, you know, his father-in-law owned the voting machines and was his number one contributor on top of that. And he's a good Republican anyways. I mean, he helped protect Janet Reno, her own personal lawyer, on Waco, on everything. On Chinagate, he helped cover that up. Michael McCall. That's just how it works. The other big three voting machine companies are all run by former CIA directors or deputy directors, or one of them's headed up by the former head of the NSA. They're all generals and admirals up there running it. And we've talked to folks that have gone into these buildings, walked into this receptionist. It'll be a young man with a short haircut with a bulge under his jacket. Excuse me one moment. Sector 784Q. Call in the guards, lead you out in black uniforms. It's government. These are CIA offices. I mean, you don't believe that? I mean, you know about the fake newscast, right? The Pentagon paying for hundreds of millions in fake newscast and fake reporters. Folks, it's bad, okay? They're taking us for all we're worth. Well, that's the case where you're still alive. Because there's thousands of prominent people like myself fighting, and a lot of people in government are good. Most people in government are good. It's all compartmentalized with very evil people at the top. And they're trying to sell us on evil so their minions will accept these programs. We're in a death fight for this country, folks. America is dying. We have a chance to save her. But I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you to get involved. I'm glad that most of you don't like what's happening, but I'm upset that you don't get involved. You don't start websites. You don't sue people. You don't do investigations. You don't expose. I mean, that's what we can do. You don't say no to these systems. You don't call into local talk stations and demand they talk about this bill, HB 28, 93. You got to get involved. Let's go to who's up next here. Steve in Georgia. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thank you for allowing we the people to exercise our First Amendment right. This morning while driving to work, I passed the post office and noticed the flag flying at half-mast, our government post office, and after observing the network being inundated with Vatican news, I felt I had to call. Now, I know how careful you are being neutral about religion, so I'm not calling to talk about religion.
Sir, you can talk about whatever you want. We don't censor you.
Okay.
You can talk about whatever you want.
I want to tell the listeners, you do not censor, and I appreciate that. We the people appreciate that. And so, and I'm not going to talk about the sincere Catholic people. I'm just calling to talk about a global political power that hides behind the facade of a church whose avowed purpose for hundreds of years has been to destroy our Constitution. Alex, you and I and most Americans used to know at least 100 years ago that our country was founded by people fleeing persecution from European governments that were controlled by the Vatican. And as a consequence, millions of Christians were martyred. From the beginning, the Vatican has hated our form of popular government because it's supposed to be ruled by we the people. Now, one major tool that the Vatican has used over the last couple of hundred years was the tool of immigration. And Samuel Morse, you know, the inventor of telegraph and the Morse code, he exposed this plan in the 1830s when he wrote about it in the New York Observer and later published his articles from that paper in a book, which I have. And in that book, he exposed this plan, that the Vatican is trying to make America Catholic. And I hear some music.
I'll let you finish up quickly on the other side, and people are welcome to call in and respond to what you're saying. I'd like you to send me that information, but to stay there, I'll let you finish up. Steve, then we'll go to Eric, Chris, John, Ron, and many others. Infowars.com is the website. 800-259-9231 is the number to call in.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey Filter Elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I need to hurry through these calls, but you can go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Steve. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I was saying how back in the 1830s, inventor Samuel Morse uncovered a plot to make America Catholic, and the main tool was through immigration. And if you look at history, the records, you'll see there was a massive influx of Irish Catholics and Italian Catholics. Now it's happening all over again, only they're Mexican Roman Catholic voters coming across the border.
Well, it hasn't worked very well if that's the case, because there's 40 million Catholics in America and the Catholic Church is falling apart.
But I believe
the New World Order, I mean, certainly there's been corruption in the Catholic Church. I'm not going to deny that. I've actually studied its history quite a bit and had a lot of expert guests on. But, I mean, I would say the Catholic Church has been, I mean, even if you're saying it was evil before, something else has taken it over and is basically turning it on its head even from what it was before.
You know, something that's amazing is...
Well, look, people say the Jesuits run the Catholic Church and the Black Pope. Well, why did Pope John Paul II then go after the Jesuits?
Well, they are controlled sometimes. They will destroy their own to make them look more innocent, I believe, when you study history.
So you think the Catholic Church is the head of the New World Order?
I think the Jesuits, the Vatican, I'm not talking about the Catholic people, I believe that the Jesuits and the Vatican and other orders, as in New World Order of the Vatican, is running our country. I really do. I think they heavily influence. Just look at the media right now. What do you see when you turn the TV on? Look at half-mast at our government building. Early in the 1960s, JFK flew from D.C. down to Texas to reassure a group of Protestant ministers that he would maintain the separation of churches.
No, I know. He was. That's what he was coming to Texas for when they killed him. So if he was so New World Order, why did they kill him?
And then in this same New York, I think...
Well, let me answer my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If he was so New World Order, why did they kill him?
Well, maybe he wasn't going along with their plan.
Well, no, he wasn't going along with the plan. But if he was this Catholic agent and the Catholics run things, why would they kill him?
Well,
what I'm telling you is, look, I've really looked at this. Devil worshippers run the New World Order. Okay, high-level Masons run the New World Order. And they have infiltrated the Catholics, the Protestants, the Jews. And so I can criticize all these groups because they have been infiltrated. But to say one group runs it all, yes, one group does run it all, and it's the Luciferians. But that isn't saying all Masons even know about this. 98% of Masons aren't even in the higher echelons. Listen, thanks for the call. Very interesting points. And look, I'm fully aware of the excesses of any big government institution, and the Catholic Church has done a lot of things that are bad. And now we will descend into people calling up bashing Catholics, bashing Protestants, back and forth. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I don't hide that. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm proud of that. But I do a news show, and certainly it's been wall-to-wall coverage of the Pope. Folks, it's wall-to-wall coverage of Michael Jackson, wall-to-wall coverage of Terry Schiavo, O.J. Simpson. I mean, they pick things they want to turn into a circus. And I'll tell you what is important is this conclave that's coming up and the next Pope they do pick. And if that Pope's a New World Order agent, and we will expose him. I don't know. I've got to ask, why does the media expose the Catholic Church and all the pedophilia, which it should? And that stuff is going on. But why don't they talk about DynCorp and 200,000 women and children? Why? Well, that's admitted. You see, so if the Vatican controlled things, why would they be destroying their own church? There is some fighting going on, I think, at the higher echelons of this whole thing. And, it is a... The Catholic Church is a favorite thing for people to say, you know, it's the beast, it's the Antichrist, it's going to get us. And I have no doubt that in this New World Order, you know, it'll be taken over or has been taken over and it'll be used. I'm not saying it's not being used. I mean, it's full of horrible stuff. But, I mean, we got Pat Robertson flashing the lion's paw on the cover of Time magazine and telling us microchips are good and abortion is good in China. I mean, he said it on CNN, folks. And Protestants get mad at me. I've been brought up a Protestant. You know, call me a Protestant if you want. But I don't follow these Protestant leaders, folks. I got criticized for bashing Pat Robertson. Well, I know he did say that, Alex, but still, he's a good man, and don't talk bad about him. Well, I didn't say it, so don't blame me for him saying it. I didn't say we need a new world order like Pope John Paul II said. Don't blame me. Blame him. Yeah, I just report what these people are doing. And, you know, the Bible tells us that the devil controls the governments and the institutions. The people in high places. I mean, he rules this world.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, I'm going to bam, bam, bam through your calls because I want to get into this actual bill. And this bill shows the control grid they're building for taxation, tracking, and total control with the transponders in the cars under the federal mandates. But right now, let's go to Eric in California. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much, Alex, for having me on. Hey. I wanted to tell you that I've been doing a lot of research on Infowars.com and Prism Planet and really trying to get my friends into it, but the saddest fact is that they're not coming to it. How is it, Alex, that we are actually supposed to fight this new world order?
Well, it's hard to wake up new people by saying, go look at a bunch of government bills and documents on Infowars.com, because, frankly, your friends probably don't even read the newspaper, much less 50 to 75 articles a day on the websites.
But
let me tell you, videos, people are, we're a society that watches now. We don't read on average as much as we used to. That's where my videos come in. Get my videos, make copies of them, give them to people. I have found my films are very, very effective at waking people up. So I would suggest you do that. So many scholars that we have that are experts on the Global Crime Syndicate write books. And I've written a book, but books are not as effective for the general public. Videos are.
Yeah, definitely. I've been that's what I meant to say in the original place, that I've been showing a lot of the videos. One of them was, I went to my friend, the martial law video, which is, I mean, that video right there, I mean, I've seen George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, and your Bohemian Grove, which, by the way, I find that video just completely strange in how we've been so enticed with this Satanistic ritual, which I understand if this is a Christian nation, how come our presidents are deliberately doing it, and no one is reporting this. No CBS News or anything like that.
Well, Hollywood flaunts it. Have you ever seen the Tom Hanks movie Dragnet?
Dragnet? No, I haven't.
It's a comedy made in the 80s.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. The Playboy magazine owner, he's a bad guy, but he's not, you know, really bad. But the Christian leader is really the devil worshiper.
Uh-huh.
You see, that's Hollywood throwing it in our face.
Oh, I see. I remember that movie where they went with Dan Aykroyd, and they're all disguised. I remember seeing
Yeah, and it's a comedy. It's real funny. But the point is, have you seen Eyes Wide Shut by Stanley Kubrick?
Oh, I was too young to see that. But I know Stanley Kubrick. I saw a lot of his...
it's not a film for children. But the point is that from all our inside details, senators, congressmen, documents, mainstream news, FBI investigations, that's what they really do. Now, I was inside Bohemian Grove for 5 hours. It goes on for 15 days. That's what goes on, sir. And you know, this is Kubrick only made films about real things or things that were going to happen.
Like
very visionary. And you know, his film is about what really goes on.
Really?
And
Oh, well. And the last thing is that, now this is going to sound really strange, but honestly, do you think we can really do something about this? Because I've been telling my friends about that the 9/11 incident actually did happen. It, like, was funded by the government, and no one really seems to care. It's just like, yeah, whatever like that. And it's just like, they're not seeing this image. I mean, do you really think there's any possibility, Alex, that we can really stop this thing?
Where, you're calling me from California?
That is correct.
Where are you in California?
I'm in San Diego.
Well, I appreciate the call. Let me comment on that. There are places I call kind of dead zones. I mean, I'm on, what, two affiliates in California. One of them, in between San Diego and L.A., covers most of both those cities. God bless that fine affiliate. In fact, we're on there right now, live. This hour particularly is carried live there. Tell five people a day. I mean, I do this all the time. I'll be driving in my car, and a guy's got talk radio on next to me, and I'll lean over here in Austin. I'll go, tune to 100.1. You want to hear the truth? I'll do it in grocery store lines. Humans are supposed to communicate with each other and get involved and talk. But California really is bad. I mean, it's the most populous state, a key state, and the propaganda is worse there than other places. But, you know, you sound like you got some young friends that are kind of nihilistic and only care about themselves. I would just move on to others. I mean, pearls before swine. When somebody doesn't want to be warned, just move on, sir. Don't spend all day on people that go, ah, yeah, so what? I found a lot of people will go, oh, yeah, the government did carry out 9/11, so what? I know good old boys, successful in business, that go, well, we had to do that to get them Arabs, I guess, you know. It's part of business. They think they're part of the system. So a lot of people, when they're faced with something that they know is true deep inside their guts, in their bones, they'll just go along with it. But you tell your friends that Governor Schwarzenegger wants to put satellite tracker boxes and transponders in all cars and tax you by the mile, 65 cents a mile. That'll get their attention. That'll get their attention. That's going on right now out there. I guarantee you, they'll think about themselves. And they'll laugh at you now, and when those transponders go in the next 12 to 18 months, as they're scheduled to, your little friends won't be laughing anymore. So, look, number one, you got to be confident, too. When you got an attitude of, yeah, I know you don't want to believe me, but and I'm not being condescending. I'm just telling you, you want an answer, I'll give you one. I know this sounds weird, but it's true. People don't listen to that. You've got to be bold. And you've got to telegraph confidence. And I don't do that on purpose. I am confident. That is real confidence. I've got a mission. I'm warning someone. I'm right. I've done my homework. I know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen to me. You're being enslaved. You better check this out. You've got to connect with them on that almost animal level. You know, it's like a bird will alert and make a chirp. A crow will to warn the other crows. You know, he doesn't kind of sheepishly chirp. He, ca, ca, ca. You know, people still have that instinct. You've got to warn them. Hey, you know, oneth by land, tooth by sea, or whatever it is. The redcoats are coming. Wake up! You've got to have that attitude. Now I want to play that song, Revolution. I think that says it all. But, you know, I can't control myself. Find Revolution. I want to play that in a second. Let's go ahead. See, I got to move quicker. I just spent 5 minutes with that guy. Good call, though. Chris in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Alex, have you seen this week's edition of American Free Press that states 11,000 of our veterans from the first Persian Gulf War have died from depleted uranium? There was a total...
I think it's more than that. But...
Yes, sir. I'm getting... Well, anyway, it's 11,000 right now, and out of the 580,000 troops that went over there, 325,000 of them have tested positive for depleted uranium, and within the next couple of years, the Veterans Administration expects 518,000.
But listen, this is in doublethink land, up is down, down is up, black is white is black, you've got to support the troops. Supporting them means not caring about them, putting a plastic flag made in China by slaves on your car, and supporting the government, putting them in a meat grinder. So supporting the troops means you don't care about them. See, you really care about the troops, so you're bad.
Well, the thing that interested me the most is the Pentagon denied depleted uranium all the way through this.
Well, the Pentagon's own documents, we've had the man that wrote the book on it for the Pentagon, Colonel Rocky, says that it's just the heavy metal exposure alone is deadly. And the New York Daily News last year tested a whole bunch of the troops and found they had two rims of radiation. Because, of course, they're not just putting DU in there. They're lazy. They put even higher grade in. And they're all dead and dying. I mean, it's a real deal. And they use three times as much this time.
Could I give out the phone number for other veterans to contact the veterans for constitutional law? They'll help anybody who's sick.
Who is that?
Veterans for Constitutional Law.
Who is that group?
That's who it is. That's who it is. It's for veterans.
But who's the group? I mean, tell me about the group.
The group is for veterans... to help other veterans who have been exposed to depleted uranium.
And who runs this group?
It says right here, Veterans for Constitutional Law. It's in this week's edition of American Free Press.
Oh, I think I've heard that group on the air. Yeah, I just sometimes want to check it.
Their phone number, if you're sick, you can call them to help you, is area code 516-474-4261. And thank you again, Alex.
Thank you for the call. Oh, boy. Here's Revolution, then we'll go to John in Tennessee, Ron, and another caller from Connecticut, and then I'll start getting into this bill. I want to hurry through this bill, but we'll play part of Revolution. Here it is. Go ahead and hit it.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution!
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution! Watch and wait, get ready for
Krista Berg from Ireland. There are many among us who have not yet seen the light. We must go to every corner of this land, ladies and gentlemen, to every hill and mountain, and let them know that the time is now at hand to light a fire. If you won't stand up and fight for freedom, you will be enslaved. It's cause and effect. It's the law of nature. It's the way things work. And they programmed you to not understand that. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got a copy of the Catholic Pocket Dictionary, and it's published at 666 Fifth Avenue, New York City, by Dell Doubleday, which is a Jewish corporation. And it talks all about Satanism and the Black Mass, and maybe that's why the Vatican is going to cut out John Paul's heart and worship it, according to TV News.
They're going to, turn his heart into some kind of, what do they call those?
I don't know what they call it, but it's insane. That's all over the news.
Okay.
And also I had something on Frank Miller of Sin City. On History Channel, they did an interview of Miller, and it was a show about comics used for propaganda in wartime. And Miller confessed that on 9/11/2001, his comics had Batman's aircraft crashing into a New York City skyscraper, causing its collapse, and that killed Superman's wife, Lois Lane. So Miller had some kind of prior knowledge, and he's got the same last name as the owner of BFI that was paid $7 billion to demolish.
Well, all I know is, again, I don't recommend anybody who, the film is very violent, children shouldn't see it. I'm telling you, the guy does have some kind of inside knowledge because the film is, but it's, I saw Sin City, folks, it's totally anti-New World Order, but very, very violent, and yeah, it's something else.
Well, William Miller owns BFI.
You know, I'd heard that. Yeah, so he did a comic book right before 9/11 where the same thing happens. I guess everybody was, we've got the guy who does Clear and Present Danger. We've got just all these big authors writing about it. We had X-Files TV shows about it. But the government didn't know about it.
Well, he was teamed up with Controlled Demolitions, the BFI people, and Marilyn Monroe.
Well, Miller's a very common name. You can't make that tenuous connection.
It's a Jewish name. It's a good Jewish name, like Arthur Miller, Marilyn Monroe's wife, who got her into Kabbalah. So it's a Jewish name, and the Marvel Comics is owned by a Jew named Ari Heller or Ari Geller, something like that. And he was on History Channel, too. Clearly a Jewish corporation.
Yeah.
And of course,
I didn't know that, regardless, I didn't know that Miller was always a Jewish name. I thought it meant somebody in their background was a Miller.
It's not always, but
milling,
it is apparently.
Milling grain.
Well, the BFI people are Jewish, and they live here in Knoxville, Tennessee, the world headquarters right here, William Miller. So we had a big transaction against
him. John, I appreciate your call. I mean, from one call to the next, it's the Catholics, it's the Jews, it's evil people, folks. And maybe I'll try to get Miller on this show. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, George Norrie had Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of HUD, on last night talking about the $4 trillion that has gone missing from the Treasury, looted out of our government.
I got Cynthia McKinney talking about over $3 trillion. I thought it was 2.4.
The total.
But that's from the Pentagon.
Right. He said over $4 trillion total. Alex, I heard that clip from Cynthia McKinney. They use the same tactics, according to her, any government agency does. Alex, I could just as easily have been listening to you last night. This woman is really sharp.
Yeah, we've had her on.
You need to have her back. She is truly amazing. She validates everything you've said so far about high-level corruption in the government, the looting of the Treasury, basically 9/11. Well, there's not a whole lot of difference in you guys. Also, Alex, of course, I was raised in the Baptist Church, not a Catholic, but I suspect a lot of what we see in the Catholic Church, this ritualism, is simply to keep people involved, whether it's exorcism or whatever kind of a mysticism there, rather than out and out evil. Like I say, I'm just an observer from the side.
But anything else you want to add?
No. No.
All right, good points. Thanks for the call.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Of course, Murphy's Law. I was sitting here during the break, big, huge stack of papers slid off the desk and hit the ground. And I had this bill, HB 2893, to put the transponders in all the cars and track and trace you. I had all the subsections listed, and now they're all scrambled on. I'm gonna find it here in a second. Let's go to a call while I try to find this. I wanted to jam this in before the hour ended. I guess up next here would be Rarsh in Connecticut. Go ahead, Rarsh.
Okay. I gotta ask you, when did these so-called libertarians forget that chances for privatism belong first to individuals and small businesses? There's, I believe, at least one individual in Maine, and I was in Maine about 7 years ago. He apparently owns one of the Maine highways, and he takes care of it. I've never seen a highway taken care of so well. This thing with the toll roads and giving it to huge companies. It's going to be like that scene from Falling Down. You know, when he destroys the bridge. I mean, they're not there to do real work. They're just there to keep siphoning our earnings.
Well, we've already, these are existing roads we've paid for.
Exactly.
It's free market to build a new road and say it'll be a toll road for 10 years. That's fine. You don't have to use it. Taking the existing roads and making them toll roads and then radically increasing the prices and then giving it to private companies that paid off the government, that's not free market. That's organized crime. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. In fact, I found it. I'm going to read more of this in the next hour, but HB 2893, and this is related to Motor Vehicle Liability Insurance Compliance Program, providing civil and criminal penalties being enacted by the legislature of the state of Texas, Section 1, Chapter 601, Transportation Code, is amended by adding subchapter N to read as follows. And this was introduced by state legislature minion Mr. Phillips. So State Rep Phillips. And it looks like this bill may pass. And it goes on for 6 pages, small print. But deep in here, in subsection 601.503, subsection, it's hard to read these, folks. I've been trying to mark these up so it'd be easier. This is actually in subsection 601.506. In subsection 601.506, and it says standards for the state established by the Texas Department of Transportation and other entities for use of the system of toll roads and toll facilities in this state through the electronic reading systems on state highways to be administered through the transponders. So there it is. And when you get your tags, they'll just put these on your car. That's what they say in this bill. I want to read more of it later. We'll start the third hour and get into this and a lot more. Also, they're going to have forced databases to make sure you've taken your vaccines. They're moving to try to make that the law at the state and federal level. So we'll cover that as well when we start the third hour. Didn't really plug my videos this hour, but Martial Law, my new film, is out on DVD. Hope you'll get it. The long wait is over. All right, third hour, 70 seconds away. Stay with us. Hello.